Hi, I'm Jerry Nixon, and this is Bice by MSDN. I'm here with Brian Tyler, development lead on Xbox Live for Windows.
For Windows.
Brian, what is Xbox Live for Windows?
So Xbox Live is, you know, this very successful cloud service that's been part of the Xbox console as well as the Windows phone. And there's been a version of that also available on Windows called Games for Windows Live. With Windows 8, we have this new Metro-style system.
So, definitely.
You know, I'm sure there are many, many interviews going on about the
Metro.
So when we decided to support Xbox Live in the Metro environment, we looked at Games for Windows Live and we said, that doesn't really fit in with the Metro technology and some of the themes. And so we said we need to build...
Now, Games for Windows Live, or Games for Windows, am I saying it right?
Games for Windows Live.
That's Games for Windows Live, that's for a desktop game.
Correct. So that has been supported and continues to be supported for desktop. So if you're in Windows 7 or if you're in Windows 8 and you want to run Games for Windows Live, you can still do that. We're still releasing titles on that platform. It's still fully supported.
Got it.
But it's for the desktop environments.
Right, okay. Now we're moving to Metro.
Right, so now you're moving to Metro. So you say, I want to build a Metro game. I want to put it up into the store. I want to be able to download it onto my tablet. I want to be able to support the Intel or the ARM chipsets. I want to go for this new Metro world.
Right.
In that world, we created a version called Xbox Live on Windows.
Okay.
So similar sort of ideas, provides connections to the cloud as well as some Windows 8 integration. But it's all about the Xbox Live capabilities.
Now, if I'm having that in one of my games, what sort of capabilities am I going to see?
Well, a lot of that kind of depends on what features the game wants to take advantage of. So one of the first and foremost things is Xbox Live is all about you as a player.
Okay.
So when you get an Xbox Live, you have an identity. You've got a name. You've got an avatar, which has always been a very popular.
I've got a gamer score.
You've got a gamer score. You've got a set of achievements. You've got friends. You can compare your achievements against your friends. You can challenge each other. You can do multiplayer gaming with your friends. So the Xbox Live from a cloud service, those are probably one of the first things that people think about is that sort of social engagement that you can do.
Right.
So those are definitely all there.
Okay.
In addition, because it's a cloud, we can also add some newer features. So we have something called Title Managed Storage, a.k.a. Cloud Saves.
Ah,
so
nice.
I can now actually save the state of the game into the cloud. Now, what's really exciting about this is something we've just been talking about at the conference is a new concept called Play, Pause, Resume.
Okay.
So with a lot of this, so I'm very much focused on Windows 8, obviously, but we've got many platforms.
Right.
And so the idea is imagine that you're... So you're playing a game, you're walking home, you've got your phone, you're playing the game. You get home, you hit pause.
Okay, yeah.
Put the phone down, go over to the TV, fire it up, bring up the same game, say resume from where I was, and suddenly the game just resumes.
The same game.
Exact same.
The same point.
So I'm
bullet's still in the air.
Bullet's still in the air. I'm running around on the racetrack, I'm about to make the hairpin turn.
Yeah.
I pause.
Just about to crash. Watch it on the big screen.
Watch it on the big screen. Got to have the explosions on the big screen.
That's right. That's incredible. So what are we calling that?
That's Play, Pause, Resume.
Play, Pause, Resume.
Right. And so that's all capable based off the work that we've been doing on the cloud saves.
Yeah.
So that's something that we're very excited about, and we're going to see some titles that are going to start coming out with that.
Yeah.
It's also one of the ones...
Not a multiplayer feature.
Not a multiplayer feature unless you've got, like, maybe God mode. And,
like, freeze the world.
Freeze the world.
Got it.
Exactly. But actually, Play, Pause, Resume is kind of interesting. To me, it's like the Kinect in terms of... We built this thing. We had some really good ideas for it.
Yeah.
And now we're going to release it to the world.
Little did we know.
Little did we know.
That's right.
I don't know that Play, Pause, Resume is going to show up in operating rooms like the Kinect did, but, you know.
Move the X-ray. Move the X-ray. That's right. Pause. I guess you could pause the surgery.
Pause. That's right. I'll come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Take care of the rest of it.
Wow. Okay. So we have Play, Pause, Resume. We have, and you're saying title storage.
Right. It's just it's our internal name. It's really cloud save.
Okay.
Think of it as cloud saves.
We have authentication. So it knows who I am, my gamer score, and all of my leaderboard information.
Mm-hmm.
What else am I looking forward to in Windows Live here for Windows?
So for Windows 8, what we wanted to do is, at this point, so those were the cloud capabilities. And then we get in, it's like, okay, well, now we're in Windows 8. Well, what can we do to make the games even more immersive into this Metro world? And so we started doing things like, in Windows 8, you have the Microsoft account. And you can do what's called a connected account so that I never have to sign in to my Microsoft account again.
Ah, nice.
You know, I entered into the control panel, And now when I launch the game, it automatically just signs in under the covers.
Nice.
So we provide a lot of that infrastructure. So all the authentication security stuff is handled there. Windows 8 has a full toast notifications, right? So have you ever been in Outlook and you get the little toast
pop-up? Right, yeah, sure.
That's now a fundamental part of the operating system. And so we take advantage of that to be able to say, you know, you're playing the game and you, you know, unlock some achievement. You know, you've beat this person, you know, 100 times.
Now I get a toast that says,
you get a little toast
you
notification.
Just beat Goliath.
Congratulations, you know,
great job.
Pithy phrase.
Some pithy phrase.
But we also do that for other scenarios. So, for example, multiplayer. So imagine that, so like one of the demos we've been doing here is blackjack. So I want to invite you to play a game of blackjack. So
sure.
I find you on my friend's network, and I hit the button. I say, invite you to play blackjack.
Yep.
And suddenly on your tablet, suddenly the live tile just updates and says, Brian's inviting you to play
blackjack. Let's play some blackjack.
So you click it, fires up the game, we connect, and we now start playing.
Now,
so,
could you invite me to play solitaire with you?
You know, the whole over-the-shoulder thing, and you could heckle from the back, could work, yeah.
We'll it sounds great. People. So Windows Live...
Xbox Live.
Xbox Live, thanks, for Windows. All right, so now we have both the desktop supported and no compromise if we go over to the Metro environment.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Exactly. Brian, thanks for coming and talking to us about this. This is fantastic.
Thank
Some
you.
Of my favorite features. I use this stuff all the time. I love it. We can play, pause, and resume. Am I right? All right. This is Bytes by MSDN. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.